soundgorillas.co.uk.
More jingle, please.
More jingle.
Jingle.
This is how we do a jingle. Good show. It's really, really good.
Hello, welcome, and you're listening to the In The Dark podcast, the podcast that documents the rise to fame of three idiots who try to get onto the radio and avoid the doll queue.
Why do birds suddenly appear?
Okay.
And now the shopping forecast issued by Offshop, Tesco, Morrison's and Aldi. Checkout assistance, fit, occasionally rocking. 70 on the Richter scale.
A scientist made yogurt from her own vagina and then ate it as part of a bizarre experiment. She made the yogurt overnight using a wooden spoon to collect her ingredients.
How big was this wooden spoon? Unless she has a very wide vagina and it's like throwing a sausage up an alleyway.
For more, check out soundgorillas.co.uk. This podcast contains strong language and adult themes that may not be necessarily dealt with in an adult way. If you don't think you should be listening to this, go away.
I think that's meant to do that.
No. But it's fine. It's been doing that since I've been... I was playing with it the other week and I realised I must have broken it.
It's going to be popped off, unexpectedly.
Yeah, well, no, it just didn't go back in properly.
I see.
Yeah, it was... Because what happened, I pulled it off.
Uh-huh.
And because I noticed they seemed to be pulley-offy.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I actually did was found out that the ball wouldn't go back in through the socket anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It did. It went back in, but it just kept falling off without much of a tug.
Hey, Johnny, do you notice we were getting some funny looks earlier in the corridor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of very funny looks. You know, two men cannot walk into a shop without a baby without getting funny looks.
It's like an episode of Modern Family.
It is like an episode of Modern Family.
Yeah.
We're the gay couple with the baby. There's probably a lot of people thinking, I swear gay people dress more stylish than that.
Yeah. They look at me and say, he can't be gay. It's just because. Just because.
Because, yeah.
Yes, was that your story, by the way?
That was a story. It's such an anticlimactic story.
Oh, God, I think for one to full-blown diarrhoea, that was absolutely...
Can you get any more than diarrhoea? Like,
more than diarrhoea.
Shitting out a lung?
Cholera.
Maybe
shitting yourself to death.
Yeah.
Ebola. So one to a Ebola patient. It was right there. We almost wiped out an African village with the shitness of that joke. There's now an aid appeal on the TV. Can you please pledge your money to save these poor children from the crap jokes? Or take them to a Jimmy Carr concert or something?
They're off to, they'll be inoculating people against that joke.
Yeah, do you know how how vaccines work? They give you a weaker form of the disease with you.
Yeah, is it not like a dead version of it?
Yeah, like a dead version. So to inoculate, you know, African people against our terrible jokes,
they
have to send them to a Michael McIntyre gig.
Yeah, although I think that might be the case just about this podcast in general. It is an infection waiting to go bad.
It's like an infection, but not in a good way.
Yeah.
So much like herpes, it's unsightly and it never goes away.
Prick up your ears, the podcast version of herpes. Shall we do a podcast?
Fuck yeah.
Hello, welcome to Prick Up Your Ears podcast. My name is Johnny Robinson.
And I'm Zoe.
So Robin, if you think you've heard him before, you probably have done, because he was on the In The Dark podcast with Yelma, and we also did It's Not Rocket Science as well, and all sorts of other
The In The Dark
things.
Radio show. A lot of radio together, yeah.
Indeed. So Zoe is in the... The Lumpy Festival. I don't know.
The Lumpy Festival.
That's where it's on, like on Adventure Time, where Lumpy Princess comes in and it's like, where's a festival going on? No,
you've never watched Adventure Time. That is not a part.
You're missing out.
I might not.
I've got the DVDs up there. Robin's actually here, which is not like what Zoe normally does, because getting her to come to Gloucester every week would probably cost loads of money.
And I'm trapped here, so why the fuck not?
Indeed. No, she's gone to the...
The McCunt
Fest.
The McCunt Fest.
McCunley Comedy Festival. It's not a festival where all the cunts go.
spade.
Hey. Hey, it's all for the good of the podcast.
It's all for the good of the podcast.
Or the bad.
Yes.
Yeah, she is away doing that. There was a space, and basically Robin was going to come today to record another podcast with me, but he was here anyway, and Zoe said it would be cool. So, yeah.
She's instantly regretted that decision.
She will do. Yeah, she will do. She'll listen to this, turn it off probably after 5 minutes and go, my career is ruined. Or be like, I'm going to exit this podcast as swiftly as possible so Johnny can deal with the sinking ship.
Am I the iceberg then?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's cold. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be on.
Yes. So we've got our regular things today. Robin's doing Zoe's parts today, which means that it's Robin's week to question me on bombardment, which will be up a little bit later on. But we're having a special election today.
The election is not too far off.
Indeed. So, and we're being very careful about not favouring one of them.
So I think we're just going to come out and say it. All of them are cunts.
Yes. Or we could say vote.
Vote. There we go.
Vote. And don't listen to that stupid cunt when he says the words that he says.
Because, exactly.
Because they're all bollocks.
He's such a great guy, don't you agree?
Yeah, I think that favourite policy is.
Oh, of course. Of course, it's very, very popular with that sort of very youth demographic.
I like dog.
Yeah, it's very vigorous in that position.
Yeah, and eventually I think they'll get in.
He's really
got
to fuck some people up in that position, isn't he?
Yes. Well, or her.
Or her, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. That's our political views now. So on this week's podcast, we have got... Then this week's news, but we've got politics news this week. We're going serious.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. We'll get some serious music under this bit now. What was that?
Serious music.
Oh, okay.
Slightly weaker thing.
It just sounded like a hemorrhage of some sort. Yeah, anyway, so we've got bombardment after the politics news.
Dun, 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 dun. That would be like the most amazing thing on news night. On news night, tonight, people have died. Dun, 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 dun.
They just cut to you going, dun, 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 dun. Your face on the screen. Dun, 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 dun.
It makes you all feel warm and fuzzy inside, doesn't it? It's like, you can even do it with, like, bullshit news. It's like, Kim Kardashian had another baby! Da-da-da-da! All fairness, another child of theirs is probably, like, the Omen or something. I mean, you probably cut back its hair, it's got, like, 666 described on there.
Or not even a human, just made of robot. I was going to say a cat.
They're probably lovely people, they're just narcissistic assholes, yeah. Allegedly.
Or unless he'll have a go at Kim Kardashian once the baby is born, and it's like, you did not give birth to Beyonce!
You can imagine that, like, in the delivery room. Yeah. You got Kim Kardashian, she's not... Her brow is all moist with sweat. She's pushing out, I don't know, this baby. And then you got this guy, Kanye West, going, hold on, I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had the best birth of all time!
Yeah!
All time!
Anyway, after bombardment... I can't even do this now. After bombardment, we've got fact cock. And then maybe some more news.
Do you have a fact cock, Johnny?
Oh, I have got 3 fact cocks.
I would say it's a fact cock. It's more of an adequate cock, if I'm honest. But it's a good cock.
Mm, good.
I like my cock.
Well, it's got to be said, doesn't it? Someone's got to say it.
I'm not even talking about my cock.
I've never seen it. I don't really know.
You don't want to see it.
Good.
Makes you jealous.
And then after that, if we can fit it in, what we've learned today. I don't give a fuck who I have to wank off. I'm going to get this job. So the first section is this week's news. And we're doing politics.
Dun, 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 dun.
So, do you want to go first or should I? I don't mind.
No, you go first, mate. I'm still looking for something.
The first question I've got for you, though, Robin, is have you watched any of the question timey things?
The question timey thing?
Yeah, whatever they're called.
Do you mean like the debate that was not a debate?
Yeah, yeah. Well, any of them.
Yeah, I think I watched most of them at this point.
Yeah, I watched the one with everyone but
Cameron.
Yeah, and Nick Clegg, because he wasn't allowed in it as well for some reason. I watched all the Liberal Democrats at the end going, oh, it wasn't fair that you couldn't be there.
I know we were excluded for the party. Why can't we be there? No, seriously, guys, let us in.
Yeah.
We're good people. We'd like to be in. Come on. We used to be popular once.
So they just smile at the end. Yeah.
Yes.
Please let me in.
Please let me in. He used to like us once, students.
It's like they were scratching at the door like an unwanted cat. Please let me in. Please.
Nick Clegg would just dropped off someone on the M5. Just on his own.
In a bag. In a bag.
Michael, sorry for Clegg in some respects. You know, he must get fucking abused in that relationship. It must be fucking horrible.
Like David Cameron uses him specifically as like a door or something. It's like, Clegg, here please. Right, now I want you to stay there.
And don't let poor people in.
Yeah, don't let poor people in. And then, oh, I need to go to the toilet. And he'll use Nick Clegg as the door of the office or something, just to have him there as a secondary door or something.
Just to block people from coming in. Because what does he fucking do? He basically says, well, we were trying to stop the Tories, but we didn't.
Yeah.
We tried to get free education, but we doubled it. I mean,
we thought we were doing good, and now we haven't.
He must be the most passive motherfucker ever.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just imagine one day he comes home, you know, a hard job, you know, hard job being absolutely fucking shit. And then he walks in there, he finds David Cameron shagging his wife. And he finds just sitting there going, fair cop. Yeah. This fucks off.
Do you reckon there's someone there that's on their team, like going, you shouldn't have done it, tell him off. And it's like,
stand up for him.
And it's like,
stand up to him.
All right then, yeah, I will. Don't.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, it's like, can you not do that to me? I don't like very much. So he just says it in his little mouth.
Not in front of the public, please.
Anyway,
I really like it if you wouldn't be so cruel.
So anyway, sticking with the news this week, so I've put about, oh yeah, I did a thing that about who you should vote for.
Okay.
I don't know if I should say, just in case I'm not allowed. What they suggested is that I vote for Labour or Green.
Okay.
Which makes sense. It's this thing, it's on, if you want to do it yourself, on voteforpolitics.org.uk. And then you pick which policies you like the most. But it was so obvious which ones were UKIP. It was like, we pledge to blah, 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 and keep things British. and like, using the British way. And you could easily replace this with, every time it said British, you could put empire on the end.
Oh, God, yes.
It was like that. And then I watched this thing, because our old uni, they had a question time event there. They had someone on there from UKIP explaining how that works, how that would work. And basically, they'd have people from certain, I think it was like trade degrees.
So yeah, it's
plumbers and all that kind of stuff. They'd let them go to university for free. But if you wanted to do media, you have to pay for it because that is your decision. So anything with the arts and stuff, you have to pay
anything
for.
Anything to do with culture.
Yeah.
Anything that actually makes human experience worthwhile and beautiful.
Basically, we are just supposed to be British robots.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah,
you're a slave to capital, Johnny. You are a slave to capitalism.
Yeah.
Except that fact, you working class scum.
I don't even know if...
Do your horrible 9-to-5 job.
I don't know if this is correct, but Rolls Royce, if it's still British or whatever.
It's owned by Tata.
But it used to be though, didn't it?
Well, yeah, but the thing is, it's not even such a thing as a British company anymore. I mean, everything is now a part of this globalised world of capital, you know, everything's owned by these multinational businesses. So there isn't anything as like a good British company. It doesn't fucking exist.
Well, this is what I think they're going to do. You know, like how a Rolls Royce or whatever comes off the production line and it's got Rolls Royce written on the back of in the front of it or whatever. I reckon what's going to happen is every child's birthmark from the day of the election, if they got in, would all have UKIP patterned on their ass.
Just a big rubber stamp.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's like a cattle brand.
Yeah, it's a special person they've got at the hospital to specifically do that. It's like, baby's born, pass him over here, stamp. He has got UKIP on his bum now, he's British. Let's send him off, not to a different country. Keep him here.
The new border checks.
Yeah, or they'll make
sure the asses.
Or they'll put tags on everyone that are they're not allowed. You know, like how you can't get the trolley past Tesco's. They'll do that with everyone on the tag, and like, if you go out of this country for a certain amount of time, this tag breaks your leg. that you are annoying.
I thought the whole idea of Yuki was to keep people out, not keep us in.
Well, keep us in, because they don't want other people to go out.
Yeah, but the problem is they want us to go out, because how are we good white people going to conquer the world again? British Empire, Johnny, we got to take it back, obviously.
Oh, yeah, well, a way of doing that also is everyone that comes into this country can have another tag on them, and they've got the opposite of what we have. So if they stay in this country for too long, they get a broken leg.
Let's not give them ideas.
No.
That's why some viewkeeper goes, that's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Completely missing the fucking joke.
Just to point out, you could say they're not racist. Just have to point that out.
I also like to point out, Hitler also said he wasn't racist. Look how that turned out.
That's what I did anyway. I did my searchy thing to see who I should vote for. And yeah, it said Labour and Green Party.
Yeah, I mean, kind of in this situation, yeah. Where I don't even know how I'm going to fucking vote at this point.
Well, Russell Brand's been making this point of don't vote.
What do you think? There's no point in voting. Him to an extent. It's not much point.
I kind of see that side of it. But also, I think you can't complain about this country and the way it's going if you don't vote. You can go and say, I don't want to vote for any of them because they're all twats, and then just say no.
I think that's bullshit, mate. Be honest.
Yeah.
If you're being forced out of your house in London because your asshole of a landlord decided to put up the rent so they could force you out so you could build a massive luxury apartment, you have the right to fucking complain. If you're stuck on a zero-hour contract, making fuck-all money,
yeah,
barely even surviving, you have the right to fucking complain. I hate it when people sort of say, well, if you don't vote, you can't complain. No, you have the fucking right to complain, even more. You have the fucking right to go down there and change it.
And I suppose, like, even last time anyway, nobody voted for the people that got in.
Yeah.
It was just a big joke. Load of bollocks.
I mean, the Conservatives got in with the smallest majority they ever got in history.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to get in with an even smaller one next time. That's the joke.
So, I was having a look at the different parties that were running as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, obviously you got the opposite one, so Conservative, Labour, Liberal Democrats, UKIP, Green Party, UKIP, Green Party, Respect Party.
Galloway.
Oh, is that him, is it?
Yeah, that's George Galloway.
Oh, okay, well. the DUP, which I think is Irish.
Oh, the Democratic Unionist Party.
Okay, and Sinn Féin as well. The SNP, I don't know how to say it.
Cymru.
Yeah, Avery told me about those because she was surprised to see them on the debate.
Yeah, I was as well. I mean, SNP, that makes sense. But Plaid fucking Cymru, they're not even that popular in Wales, to be honest. But you don't really hear people talking about Welsh nationalism, really. I mean, Scottish nationalism, there's always been a very full fear street. No, we're our own fucking separate country. Fuck off, English people. What's the Welsh economy going to be kept alive on? Sheep?
Well, I suppose if it's the only place you can get sheep from. If they basically said, we've got a King of Wales now. Like the swans. The Queen owns all the swans.
They own all the sheep.
They own all of the sheep in the UK. And if you have a sheep, then you must take it to Wales, back to its roots, for it to survive.
We got sheep all the way come from Wales.
That's I don't know why, but I've just got like a reggae sheep in my head. SDLP?
I never heard of them. SDLP.
Alliance and TUSC or Tusk.
Oh, Tusk, yeah. Trade Unionists and Socialist Coalition. Which I have thought about voting for, but I'm not sure.
But anyway, so I was having a look and I was trying to think if we could come up with what these other parties do, because there's a load of them. So you've got Above and Beyond.
Above and Beyond, oh.
It kind of sounds like that they should have like a Buzz Lightyear figure or something, and then literally is to build on space, on the moon.
Yeah, they're going to go to the moon, and then they're going to legally change everyone's names to Buzz.
And they'll make little camps on the moon for everyone to survive in. Which I'd vote for that, to be fair.
What, moon camps?
Yeah, moon camps. Go and live on the moon for about 6 months. I think it'd be all right. It'd be like going to Australia backpacking.
Yeah, but would you want to live on the moon, though?
Maybe.
Because it must do weird stuff being in that sort of low gravity.
It gets cold every so often, doesn't it?
How do you urinate on the moon?
You probably have to do it into a box.
But yeah, but I mean, it's weird because in space, it kind of goes everywhere because there's no gravity.
Well,
but the moon, it does
have
gravity.
Well, there is a little bit of gravity, isn't
there?
Yeah,
but it's not strong.
No. So, yeah, you would wee.
Yeah.
And it would still fall, but it would take a long time to get to the ground. And you'd wee. It's like, it's still there. It's like in a big line, slowly going to the floor.
Oh, that must be depressing. He's just watching that thing go. Be worse if you're taking a shit. Because you can imagine, like, it just plops out, and it's like very slowly. And it's even worse, it might bounce. It like a dead cat bounce, and you're just watching this shit.
Well, yeah, when it hits the floor, when it hits the water in the toilet, which probably won't even be in the toilet anyway.
It's like floating around your ankle.
Would it cut through the water, or would it bounce off the water and just go back the other way?
Oh my god. You can imagine on the International Space Station, just someone has to close the door properly and there's just a massive turd just floating.
It's like, who's not shut the door and flushed?
Who the fuck didn't close it this time? Dimitri, I'm looking at you, you bastard. Oh Jesus, who the fuck's cooking curry up here?
No, you'd have to literally do it all in a box. or ice cube it up or something, I don't know. And just make sure you don't go into the wrong freezer when it's dinner time. Cannabis is safer than alcohol.
Fucking love these guys.
Our next Prime Minister will be sat there in a big chair.
Smoking a joint.
I was trying to think about what kind of chair he'd have.
Imagine Prime Minister's question time.
Yeah.
He's getting something to the speech. He's like,
free spliffs for everyone.
Not gonna lie.
Ask if Jon Snow's coming.
Did you watch that?
I watched it, yeah.
That was so bizarre.
Yeah.
Because he was smoking like balloons of the stuff.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh my god, I'm paranoid out my fucking skull. He's like,
well, I wish he'd say those words. But yeah.
But the thing is, it's like, no one smokes like that. And this is what I find so bizarre when people say, marijuana's bad for you. Only if you smoke so much.
I'd imagine that there was loads, that normally there'd be a number of people around you also. Yeah.
This is the thing, you know, I will admit to doing this, I have smoked before, and when you're doing it, it's a social environment. You're passing it around, you're sharing and caring, everyone.
Mm.
You're not being a selfish bastard with all those balloons. Although, I must admit, that did look kind of awesome.
What would be really funny is if maybe we could edit it up, do Jon Snow doing that, but in fact, it's helium, and he's just changed his voice.
I am Carly on my fifth balloon.
I feel really paranoid now.
Cooperative party. We were talking about it before, about maybe if things get wound back to the point where the co-op gets all of their milk from the farmer down the road, and then everyone just kind of works around the co-op.
The co-op is our new way of life.
Yeah.
They tell us what to do.
Following some big cult thing.
Well, I mean, like, the co-op's, like, massive, though. It's like they've got co-op funeral parlours, banks. I mean, why can't we all live in a co-op state? That's all I'm saying. We're almost there already.
Red flag anti-corruption.
I never heard of that.
Mm.
Are they like the sister party of green flag to break down repair?
Yeah. So like when someone, maybe someone's broken down. So they've just been walking along. It's like, oops, accident happened. And instead of calling the ambulance, they call out the red flag.
It's like,
and then there would be actually a person, you know, like on the Formula One, where they have like a red flag. It's like, problems, slow down.
I
everyone.
See some fucking corruption over here.
Yeah. There's one called Something New.
Something New.
Yeah. Maybe they're just fed up of the same old regular every day. So what happens when they get into power? One of their policies are the sky will be green now and we'll change the grass to blue.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's something new, isn't it? And it rhymes. The Ubuntu party.
What?
Ubuntu party.
What the fuck?
Ubuntu, from what I remember, there's Ubuntu Coke, I think. Ubuntu Cola, rather. And also, it's that computer system that's free, that runs on Linux. So, basically, what that party is to do is, everyone's going to print out some memory sticks to give to everyone, and kind of jig your thinking to think that you are not only just a computer, but you
you run on Linux as well.
You run on Linux.
No, so not only are you a computer, you're also a shit computer.
We are the reality party.
That is the most pretentious name ever.
Yeah, that's like the person who made that name up works for the BBC and gives Claire Balding a show and calls it the Claire Balding Show. They've also told Matt Edmondson to do the Matt Edmondson show. Chris Moyles to do the Chris Moyles show. And I don't know if they've told Graham Norton to do it as well. But yeah.
The reality party. We understand reality.
Oh, yes.
Fuck you, you bastards.
Keeping it real. Checking that's what they do. Like, yeah. This country needs a reality check.
Allah. That's like their youth ring. It's a bunch of middle-aged men.
There's one called Yorkshire First, because obviously Yorkshire's the most important county of this country.
Don't you go insulting Yorkshire on me.
They're the biggest ones.
Exactly.
All People's Party. Sounds like everyone's kind of party, I guess. Which is weird, because probably no one will vote for them.
You know what sort of party they are? You know, it's like when you have a house party.
Yeah.
Then some twat puts on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then you have half the fucking city coming into your shitty little house.
Yeah.
Drinking all your beer and shitting in your toilet. There you go. That's your people's party.
But the main problem is it's only half the city. Because the other half hasn't turned up and it's not all of the country.
It's not all the people.
That is the main problem.
So it's only half people party.
What, half people, half what? If you're a Ubuntu, if you're a computer, Kanye West, baby. The Animal Welfare Party.
I like to think that they have enough to do with animals.
Yeah, like everything is to do with animals.
Yes.
Do you want to catch the best? How many animals will it hurt?
Do you want a drink?
Oh, but no, there might be a poor little birdie that was crushed to make here.
How many flies were killed on that, on the delivery truck? Got it here.
I like to think they give animals belt with benefits. Then you got the Daily Mail goes about all these fucking cats claiming job seekers allowance. Why? I'm paying for it.
Why does the giraffe at Bristol Zoo have more money than I do?
He's claiming housing benefit for his cage.
Yeah, cage benefit.
Bats are claiming disability.
Yeah, but they can't see. British National Party.
Cut.
Justice and Anti-Corruption Party. They are the party that I reckon would, instead of having the police force, they would just make a league of superheroes to go on the streets and go, hey, guess what? We're going to be the new police now. And there will be like people dressed up in like proper superhero costumes.
How do we deal with knife crime? I don't know. Get Batman.
Yeah, and have like Jim Gordon on every street corner.
You just have the Justice League just standing there.
Yeah.
It's like, no one invites Aquaman.
Although, that would cause a war, wouldn't it? Because Marvel and DC wouldn't like each other and they'd clash. And then you've got the other little comics in between that are like, what about us?
Yeah, how about us? No one reads you, fuckers.
Pirate Party.
Yay. Arr.
So what would happen is this party doesn't actually do anything for anyone other than themselves, which would be just to have a party with all of the pirates.
Now, what they do is, you know, on Facebook, you could change your language section to pirate. They made that the official language.
All of the newspapers would have to be written in pirate language.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. Just read the Daily Mail. We don't like these scurvy immigrants.
They wouldn't be called that, though, would they? It'd be called stowaways.
Stowaways?
Yeah.
We don't like these stowaways.
We're
coming on.
No stowaways around our country.
I think we should stop giving these stowaways wooden legs on the NHS.
You're a farmer, I'm a pirate. Who? How can you tell the difference? I got my leg cut off by a shark. You got yours cut off by a combine harvester.
Vapors and power. Are these people that smoke?
They got to.
Vapor smoke.
Panda's like a big thing now. People are really into the e-cigarettes.
Yeah. I know someone at uni who was still there, and I remember seeing him with it, like just in class with it. And the Whig Party, which he said was really old or something.
Yeah, it's a really old party. We're going back to the 1700s now, when Parliament really first came about. That is fucking old.
But apparently they've relaunched. I looked on their website. But what I was thinking, instead of take the H out of Whig, they would literally deliver everybody a new wig monthly. So what would happen is that and it would be the wig of the month, and you might have to wear that. I'm trying to decide how strict they're going to be about it, whether it's optional or whether you really have to wear this wig. And if you don't wear a wig, then you suffer at the hands similar to Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is.
It's like Tehran. If you walk around without a burqa, you just get smacked in the head with something.
Yeah, that's all of them that I've got. So hopefully, if you guys that we mentioned don't do what we said, which you probably don't, then what I would suggest is that you need to rethink your manifestos and just do it.
I'm just saying, if I don't get a free wig, I'm going to be very disappointed.
They call me Mr. Bombastic.
Questions are hard, meant to test your brain and make you go, whoa.
It's now time for the wonderful game of Bombardment. It would be Zoe's go this week.
But Zoe's not here.
Yeah, she's at the comedy festival.
So you have shit replacement Robin.
I don't even have to make derogative comments because you do it on yourself. It's like watching 8 Mile, but in a different, like, the Gloucester version.
Oh, God. Just Epic is just so shit.
Robin is to question me this week and... are you ready then?
Yeah, don't get your hopes up. This is probably shit.
Okay, count me in then.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. What is the most common thing drawn on a sport ballot?
A cock.
I was going to say spunk and cock, but I will accept that. Who is the biggest cunt stain in British politics?
David Cameron.
I'll take that. I was going to say anyone on the Conservative bench in the Houses of Parliament.
Okay.
Who is the most popular Prime Minister according to Conservative Party members or assholes in general?
Margaret Thatcher.
Correct. What is the only shame about Margaret Thatcher dying?
That her bones were not burnt also. I don't know.
That there isn't a hell for her to go to. Hell is where the devil lives, supposedly. And he's evil, supposedly. If he ran against Margaret Thatcher in a general election and you voted for him, what would that be called?
Vote for the devil?
No, I was going to say voting for the lesser of two evils.
Okay.
Which public figure has come out to say that he's not voting?
Russell Brand.
That is correct. Which political party leader recently sat down for an interview with the actor slash comedian come revolutionary? Revolution, only in bookstores for $9.99, Russell Brand.
Ed Miliband.
Correct. The Marxist intellectual Ralph Miliband, Ed and David's dad, once wrote a history of the Labour Party detailing every way that the party have screwed the working class. How many times have both his sons pissed on his grave?
Twice.
The answer was to the point that his gravestone is discoloured. Okay, Nigel Farage's liver is probably discoloured. How drunk is he right now?
Very.
I'll take that one. The answer is drunk enough to think that UKIP, that voting UKIP is a good idea. Should you vote in the 2015 general election?
Of course.
I'll take that one. I was going to say, hey, if you want. I mean, if you don't want to have a wank instead, why not?
Yeah. I was going to say it probably takes as long as a wank to go over there. But then again, I suppose it depends how long you can go for.
Yeah, so how long you can ask.
And whether literally the writing of the cross is the wank time.
Yeah.
One, two, wank over. Yeah. Yay. How many did I get?
I think you got three, didn't you? No, I think you got four.
What, four right?
Yeah, four right.
I calculated seven.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we had a look back at it, and apparently I have got 23 points now, and Zoe also has 23 points. It's neck and neck, just like the elections. We can go on to Patcock now.
Sure, Patcock.
I've got cocky on my mind, cocky on my mind. I do it for the facts. I got cocky on my mind, cocky on my mind. Okay, time for Patcock.
Yay. We all love our Patcocks. Amazingly swinging Patcock.
And they are the cockiest facts in the world. So, Robin, do you want to go first with your fact cock?
Okay, one in every 112,994 surgeries in the US is performed on the wrong person or the wrong body part. What is the one part of your body you don't want to be operated on?
I would say genitals slash asshole area. They are, I suppose, the bits that I don't want touching by anyone else.
Yeah. No, I have heard stories about this, you know, a man going in, you know, I'm just going to have a routine surgery, nothing too major, wakes up, his balls are gone.
Yeah.
That must be fucking terrifying. What the fuck do you even say?
Yeah.
Nurse! My bollocks are missing!
Okay, my first fact cock this week is, according to the US soldiers who guarded him, one of the few times Saddam Hussein ever looked defeated in prison was when they brought him the wrong cereal. And the cereal was Fruit Loops, and he hates them. So, my question to you is, if you were locked in prison, what food would completely depress you?
Sprouts.
Yeah.
Sprouts. I think the moment they start giving you sprouts, you just got to think, I just don't want to live anymore.
Yeah.
Just fucking shit.
I don't... Like, Avery loves sprouts, like, loads.
Oh, weird person.
And, like, I think she gets that quite a lot. It's like, weird. My sprouts story is about Christmas when once my dad made some, and they were, like, really... I wouldn't say soggy was the word, but they were just... You could, like, poke it, and it would break.
Oh,
it was,
God.
It was, like... It was mushy. So, my sister... And my sister must have been about 7 or 8 or something. Mm-hmm. I looked at the sprout. I was like, I'm not eating that. Threw it at the ceiling, and it stuck. And I wasn't tall enough to touch the ceiling to get it down. That sprout stayed there for probably about 7 years. and we redecorated since. Since it got went up there, and it might even still be there, but painted over. So, yeah, if you live in a house in Walcott in Swindon...
There may be a sprout on your ceiling.
To be more specific without necessarily revealing where I lived, it's near a school, near a phone box. Yeah, if you go to the back bedroom, you might see some weird shapes on the, you know, on the ceiling where it's got that kind of circular, like, Artex thing or whatever that they do with ceilings. There is one of those which is kind of a bit clumpy. Which is the sprout. It was. I don't understand why my dad cooks sprouts in the way of that they are mushy. I think he just leaves them on for a really long time.
It's just to the point where it's falling apart. Or...
I mean, we have got teeth. We can bite into
them.
We're
not babies.
Yeah.
We can eat.
Or old. Like, yeah. Our teeth are fine. Our jaws work. It's all good. Don't make mushy sprouts anymore. Okay, you'll go.
Okay, there's a toilet-themed restaurant in Taiwan where food is served on miniature toilets. So, Johnny.
Yes?
What food can you think of that should be made better by serving it in a toilet?
The first thing that came into my mind was fish. I don't know why, because I don't like fish.
Well, you flush fish down the goldfish down the toilet, don't you?
Yeah.
So it's kind of fitting.
Although I say that about fish, and to be fair, I probably wouldn't eat it normally anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So... eating it in the toilet would not reduce the thing, but it would not make it better either. Probably that. What about you?
Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
That's not pizza. That's fucking cardboard with a bit of sauce on top.
It's because it's not Papa John's.
It's not Papa John's. I've never had Papa John's. I keep hearing so much about Papa John's.
You
I want to have Papa John's.
You have Papa John's pizza, and then you can rave about it on the internet afterwards.
I could do free promotion like you in Surrey.
Yeah. Dear Papa John's, please write to us next time. Maybe we... One idea I had about a longest podcast was getting Papa John's on board, right? And them to feed us pizza whenever we want it. The problem is, we're not supposed to have fatty food, and not necessarily that Papa John's are
not that
extremely
fatty
food. They're probably the standard or what is accepted for a takeaway food, but... it feels a bit upsetting that I can't eat nice things during the podcast.
So what's the logic behind it? Why can't you eat nice things?
Because it makes you tired.
Oh, I see.
It takes away your energy.
That makes sense.
However, if Papa John's want to get on board, feel free to do so. They're not going to listen to the podcast, but I'll probably email them to see if they can give us some free pizzas or something.
It's worth a shot. I mean, how tired is it going to make you be? I mean, you're doing a fucking 30-hour-long podcast. You're going to be fucking knackered by the end of it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind having at least a slice or two.
Mm.
But one of my favourite things about Papa John's is the chili cheese bite things, and I always have those.
That doesn't sound nice.
They are
I've
nice.
Really gone off chilies. Chilies just...
Yeah. Ugh. I can't normally eat chilies because I get ill, but... I eat those.
He ends up on the shitter all day.
Oh, no.
So it's not that sort of reaction?
No. It's like when I eat chilies by themselves.
Uh-huh.
Well, not even chilies. It's anything that's got pepper in it.
Is this an allergic reaction to pepper?
It might be, because I can eat a little bit of pepper, but it's when it gets, well, either pepper or chili or whatever. Even just a little bit of it, and it doesn't hurt my mouth or anything. It just makes me all really red. Yeah, or I can handle it. I can handle the hot in my mouth, but my face, I physically...
You can handle it in your mouth?
Mentally, I can handle it, but physically, I can't.
What else can you handle in your mouth, Johnny?
I drank pussy the other week. Do you know about that?
I did hear about that. You drank a load of pussy. You horn hound. You've got to give them credit if you don't call it pussy. Because you would never imagine an energy drink called spunk or something along those lines.
No, why is there not one called cum?
There should be.
Yeah.
There should be. There's this called one called cum, and it's just a man running. Therefore, you got...
Yeah,
you got a bit of a joke there.
Like, come. Yeah, like, basically it's a marathon, because it's an energy drink.
Yeah.
So it'd be a marathon, right, round the track or whatever, or Paula Radcliffe could be the celebrity endorser. Come, endorsed by Paula Radcliffe. It'd just be like...
And it comes in teaspoon-sized portions. Yeah.
It just comes with a teaspoon.
And Johnny Robinson's edition is slightly larger.
The Johnny Robinson edition, and then they bring like a cooking spoon or something.
There's an image I don't want.
No. I haven't measured it, by the way. I just want to point that out from the last podcast. I haven't measured it.
You never measured
it? No, why would you?
That's a good question. I don't know. This is why I don't know why people say, well, you spunk out a teaspoon. Who the fuck took the time to work that word out?
So my second fact is, on April the 18th, 1930, the BBC announced that there was no news today, and it played some piano music. That'd be so cool if they did that nowadays.
That'd be really nice. Nothing fucking happened.
What song would you play, though, if there was no news today, and you could play any song in the world on the BBC?
Well, we already established that the BBC should play da-da-da-da when there's something really important happening, so there should be, like, the opposite to that. Like, da-da-da-da-da. You know, like, look at the BBC. We're jumping through flowers. It's all nice. Everything is brilliant. Hug a puppy. Yeah.
They should put everything is awesome. From the Lego film.
That is such a corporate shill of a film. Let's be honest. When people say it has such a brilliant message, no, it doesn't. It says buy fucking Lego.
The thing that I remember about the Lego film had Will Ferrell in it.
Will Ferrell, who's good.
And secondly, it was made of Lego.
Exactly. And had Batman.
And thirdly, spaceship. Yeah. That's the only things that I mainly remember. Oh yeah, and the boy was called Finn. That's what I also remember.
Oh god, we're getting to reasons why you called your boy Finn.
Oh no, we called him Finn from Adventure Time.
That's like even better.
And we want to get a pug one day called Jake. We've got Jake. Oh, Jake there.
Got a moustache.
No, that's just his pug flap. What song would you put on the BBC instead of the news?
Oh god,
6 o'clock news comes on the telly and it's like, hello, I'm George Alagaya. And then, no news today. Here's, and then...
All the music I love is so inappropriate for that because I love punk and everything to do with that sort of angry sort of music. I mean, a band I love at the moment, they're not really a band, they're more like a hip-hop act called Sleeveland Mods.
Okay.
Fucking awesome. And I've been in a song called Job Seeker. It's basically just going, Job Seeker! Just talking about, you know, how they're standing around. No, he's going to a job. He's like, what are you doing to find a job? Fuck all. I just sat around having a wank. It's brilliant. I love it so much.
So you can put that on?
Yeah, I just sat around having a wank instead of looking for a job.
Yeah, that's what the BBC could do while they were... They could just say, there's no news today. We're going to have a wank. here's some music. Maybe that's what they all did. Yeah, on the day there was no news, they just sat there and was like,
having a wank.
Let's just wank, everyone.
Let's have a wank off. Have a spunk. Can we all produce?
A game of soggy biscuit again. Okay, your fact.
My last fact is Hitler led the first public anti-smoking campaign in modern history. Here's a physiological question for you.
Okay.
Hitler is a cunt. So does that mean everything you do is automatically a cuntish thing to do?
I don't know, because you... I didn't mean to say you, then. You're not a cunt, necessarily.
Well, we established that I am not a cunt. That's a good start.
Hitler made motorways.
Yep. Autobahns.
I say, are motorways cuntish? In some situations, they highly are. Especially if you're, like, stood halfway between Aldershot and Swindon, and you've been there for an hour and nothing's happened.
Yeah. He is also a vegetarian.
Does that mean that all of the...
Vegetarian are cunts?
Yeah.
No, we love our vegetarian listeners.
Love you. Exactly. So I don't see why... Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it is.
Okay, so I think the consensus we reach is Adolf Hitler did a lot of cuntish things, but not all of them were cuntish. Like,
yeah, some of them were... To be fair, some of them were genius.
Yeah.
Some of them...
That will be used against you, I swear. That's it.
Some of them were genius. Some of them... Most of them, I'd say probably about 90% of them, were cuntish.
Cuntish. The vast majority were cuntish.
Okay, my last fat cock. And it starts with a question, which is kind of weird. Right, so you wear jeans regularly, don't you?
Yes, I do.
They've got that weird little pocket.
Mm-hmm.
What's that pocket for?
That's a good question. Or the pocket in your pocket.
That little
pocket. The
metal
pocket.
You know, like in your jeans, I don't know if I'm... No, I'm not wearing the ones with the little pocket, but... You've got your pocket, your normal jeans pocket, and then you've got a little tiny pocket next to it.
I got one.
Okay, do you know what that is for?
I have no fucking idea. It's not even usable. I mean, I just stuck my thumb in it right now and I'm finding a hard time just to get it out again.
It's for your pocket watch.
My pocket watch? Who the fuck has a pocket watch?
Yeah.
That's the most anachronistic thing in the world.
I put pound coins in there.
Hold on. I need to put a little pouch in my jacket for my quill! I mean, for fuck's sake! Oh, but what do you do if you come across a dead person on the street? I mean, what the fuck do you call?
Ghostbusters movie? Get the ghost before it gets haunted. Okay, we're back to politics.
Yep. Da 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 da.
So apparently, going back on sprouts slightly,
yeah.
UKIP voters yeah. are more likely to eat sprouts and avocados.
Really?
Yeah. So apparently you can figure out, can tell who they're going to vote for.
Okay.
Researchers got 30,000 people to scan the barcodes of their shopping and then took a representative sample of 6,000 and asked them of their voting intentions. Apparently, the chance of buying Brussels sprouts by their voting intention, most people who bought sprouts were UKIP voters.
Wow.
Labour, only a little bit more, but Labour voters are more likely to buy tea.
Yeah, but everyone's buying tea, though.
Yeah.
I mean, tea's like almost like a universal thing in this country when you think about it. Not fair enough, you've got more people like, oh, I prefer my coffee, I need my cappuccino in the morning. Or something ridiculous like that, but...
Chances of buying an avocado, actually, isn't UKIP, it's Tory.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like quite a Tory thing.
But to be fair, UKIP is just the spin-off, really, isn't it?
Yeah. So basically, avocados are just better sprouts. Is yeah. that what we established?
The Green Party voters.
Oh, it's gonna be like free range, organic. Needs to be something along those lines.
Mangoes.
Mangoes, wow.
Well, I suppose they're not from this country, are they? But Lib Dems love Welsh cheese. This is all on the mirror.co.uk, by the way.
Fascinating articles by the Mirror.
Also, the type of bread. Conservative, bread, cheese, and meat. Wheat germ bread, English cheese, bacon joint. Labour will get white whole wheat, British, and have a whole turkey. Lib Dems, wholemeal, Welsh cheese, and sausage meat. Yeah, apparently Green Party are most likely to have grained bread. They like French cheese.
Oi, hey bastards, that's not very green.
And they will have offal. I actually don't mind French cheese, but to be fair, I'm more likely to pick Dutch cheese over French.
Well, fairness, the real stink on that list is not the cheese.
Yeah, it's the offal.
It's the fucking offal.
UKIP.
Oh, here we go.
What bread do they have? White standard. No brown
no
here.
No brown whatsoever. Good, wholesome white bread.
What cheese do they have?
Oh, it's got to be something really British. It's got to be the most British of cheese ever made.
They probably have cheddar or something.
It's probably cheddar. It's like baby. No, yeah. It's Baby Bell. It's Baby
no,
Bell.
No, that's not British, is
it's
it?
It's not?
No, that's Dutch.
It's oh, it's Edam. That would be even better if we like, they're fucking hypocrites.
No, they have English. English cheese. Good yeah. English cheese. And what meat do you think they have?
Oh, it's good, wholesome British beef.
Big long sausage. A big long sausage for my white standard bread and my English
it's a
cheese.
Big white.
This is what I require. Sausages, the German, but I like I like sausages. So that is the end of that.
Yep.
Yay.
Quite a few of you will be grateful for that.
Thank you for being a guest on today. So Robin and I are gonna do a podcast. Have we decided what it is going to be about yet?
I think we're sort of oscillating around the idea of bad news of the week.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting how that comes out.
So yeah, that is the end of that. I am Johnny Robinson and I'll still be Johnny Robinson when the podcast is finished.
And I am regrettably Robin Smith.
Bye!
Bye! Soundgorillas.co.uk